Have you heard of the Wagner Group? It's a private military company that has suddenly gone from being a clandestine mercenary group to a semi-official extension of the Russian military. Most recently, the Wagner Group is said to be leading the fight against Ukrainian forces for control of the eastern town of Bakhmut. Russian forces have lost a lot of ground in Ukraine, so taking control of Bakhmut would be a symbolic victory for Russian President Vladimir Putin. And it could all be thanks to these guys, Wagner mercenaries. So, let's talk about where the Wagner Group came from, and what role it's playing in the war in Ukraine. In September, Russian oligarch Yevgeny Prigozhin publicly acknowledged that he was the founder of the Wagner Group. Before that, he had been known by the nickname Putin's Chef, for his successful restaurant business that catered Kremlin dinners, and had contracts to provide meals to the military. He had denied any ties to the Wagner Company and even sued journalists for reporting it. In November, Wagner opened its official headquarters in St. Petersburg, signaling that the once top-secret fighters were going mainstream. Wagner fighters first appeared publicly in 2014, during Russia's invasion and annexation of Crimea. Since then, they've seemed to appear anywhere Russia has interests. They've operated in conflicts around the world, including in countries in Africa and the Middle East, and their fighters have historically been former military or special forces. Private military organizations are illegal in Russia, so most of Wagner's operations have been kept in the shadows. Until recently, that is. According to the UK Ministry of Defense, the Wagner Group started recruiting heavily last year, after Russia struggled to find recruits for the regular army during its invasion of Ukraine. Many of Wagner's recruits are convicts, pulled from prisons across Russia. Prigozhin himself has even been filmed talking to prisoners. In Ukraine, Wagner mercenaries are now estimated to number some 50,000, a vast majority of them convicts. According to the independent Russian human rights organization Russia Behind Bars, Wagner's reliance on prisoners is leading to high rates of casualties and desertion. Ukrainian prosecutors have repeatedly accused Wagner Group mercenaries of war crimes. The US has designated the Wagner Group a transnational criminal organization, and both the EU and the US have imposed sanctions on Prigozhin for his role in the group. There have also been increasing tensions between the Wagner Group and the Russian military. Prigozhin has publicly called out the Russian Defense Ministry for its lack of supplies and logistical support to Wagner Group fighters. According to the Institute for the Study of War, a DC-based think tank, Prigozhin could be setting the conditions to blame failure in Bakhmut on the Russian Defense Ministry.